Track 3, How I Make a Statement on the Oscars Red Carpet, says ITV Arts editor Nina Nanar.
I'm David Potten, and I'm reading on behalf of Nina Nanar, who can't read her column today. When I covered the Oscars this year, I, as usual, picked one of my Indian outfits out of the wardrobe to wear on the famous red carpet. I've done this for all 15 of the Oscars I've covered. I'm often asked where I got my outfit or who my designer is. And I have to reply, they're always picked up off a ready-made rack in a garment store somewhere in the Punjab when I'm visiting relatives. Or I head to the glorious Soho Road in Birmingham. At first, it was just a case of not leaving myself enough time to choose an outfit. However, it proved to be something of a masterstroke, because making any kind of statement on the most famous red carpet in the world is rather difficult. Imagine A-listers as far as the eye can see, and all dressed by the most famous designers in the world. But just by rocking up in an Indian suit, I got noticed. I wasn't trying to show off my heritage in any way. They're just the kind of posh dresses and outfits I have in my wardrobe. But they had an impact. Interviewers and fellow journalists on that red carpet wanting to know about me wearing an Indian outfit. One year, when Slumdog Millionaire was on the running for loads of Oscars, a movie filmed in India, I even got asked if I was a member of the cast. I wish. Now I do it as a badge of honour and pride. Wearing those clothes is a reflection of who I am. I am Indian. And getting to attend an event like that in the kind of outfits generations of women in my family have worn is actually quite profound and thrilling at the same time. I have a podcast for ITV called Unscripted. Past guests have included Mick Fleetwood, Lady Gaga, Michael Morpurgo and Nicola Benedetti. Recently, my guest was the actor Jasa Ahluwalia. You might have seen him in the dramas Unforgotten, Peaky Blinders or Some Girls. I first came across him when he started posting some jokey scenes online in which he played himself, an aspiring actor and writer, and also his Punjabi uncle. He switched between English and absolutely perfect Punjabi, and the scenes were hilarious. The thing is, if you looked at Jasa, you would never know that he was Punjabi Indian as well as English. The Indian side of his heritage is only apparent in his name and when he speaks Punjabi. He has written a book called Both Not Half, which is an exploration of being mixed heritage in Britain today. We talked about how his heritage might affect casting jobs that he goes to, roles that might require an Indian actor, and for which he's not Indian enough to look at. He wrote in his book so very eloquently about the language we need to cultivate to properly reflect those who have parents from different ethnic groups. The use of the word half denotes not enough, as if something is missing. Both, I agreed, is a much better description. I confessed to him that my daughter, when she was younger, once described herself to someone as half Indian and half normal. She'd never do that now, of course. I'm proud of the way that she has embraced the Indian side of her heritage, spending time with my mum and recording anecdotes from her. She started doing this a few years ago, just asking her what her upbringing was like in rural India. What was partition like? How did she meet Grandpa? What she has assembled over hours and hours of interviews is a mapping of her Indian heritage. She also listened enthralled, as did I, as my late mother-in-law would tell us about her upbringing in Lancashire and her Christian roots. She would attend church with Grandma and also visit the Sikh temple, the Gurdwara, with my side of the family. We are living in an age when it seems to me people are asking more and more, Who am I? The Black Lives Matter movement has made waves far beyond the righteous rage and horror at the murder of a black man by a police officer in the US. It has allowed for a wider questioning of what our heritage means, how it defines us, helps us, and hinders us in the world today. I think we are, in a sense, all products of our past, our heritage. How we embrace this, or not, is down to the individual. We live in a county where heritage and history are all around us. It makes Norfolk. It is rightly a source of pride for many and curiosity for the visiting thousands. There is so much I've yet to learn about the county, but each week brings a new discovery, a fact I learn about this amazing place. I may get little opportunity to don the Indian suit here, but it's still a place of belonging.